If you found yourself struggling telling a friend, a spouse, or a group of people that you are intuitive or that you got an intuitive message, then this episode is for you. Today, I'm going to be helping you learn how to tell people that might not be as open to it that you are intuitive. So stay tuned. Welcome to Spiritual and Ambitious. I'm your host, Whitney McNeil. I'm a certified medium and spiritual teacher, and I help spiritual and ambitious souls just like you live your life purpose through your career and attract abundance by connecting into your intuition and spirit guide. Let's get spiritual and ambitious. Welcome to a new episode this week, and we are talking about how to tell other people you're intuitive. But first and foremost, I pulled a card, and it's all about slow down and give yourself some grace. This is the card of the let's pause for a moment. I don't feel like we give ourselves enough grace, honestly. We are so freaking hard on ourselves, especially when we are spiritual and ambitious, which means you, because you're listening to this podcast. And it's something that we really need to shift and change a little bit more. So this is Spirit's message for you this week. All right, so let's talk about our gifts, our abilities. Ugh, it's awkward sometimes. Why? It should be celebrated. It should be this place of feeling joy. And if you have zero problem telling people, fantastic. If you struggle, and let's just backtrack for a minute. Maybe you struggle with one group of people, or when you are telling people who you don't know, but you don't struggle in your family. Like, it's okay. It's just different with every single person. Sometimes we struggle because of a past life where we were persecuted for our abilities. And also, we can struggle because we feel rejection. No one wants to feel rejected, made fun of. Maybe it brings up old memories of the playground or feeling like you don't fit in. There's a lot of different reasons why. And in our personal relationships, we are oftentimes afraid that someone's going to judge us, that it will change the dynamic of our relationship, or that someone's going to be thinking about looking at our mental health. And by the way, I always say, make sure that you're talking to a doctor if you are hearing voices and things like that. But what I'm talking about today specifically is more when you're receiving messages through clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, or claircognizance. And by the way, we can receive messages through clairalience and clairgustance, which is smelling and tasting messages from spirit. Sounds weird, I know. But there's lots of reasons why it's awkward. So let's talk about when you tell somebody, like, when is this? Well, the answer is going to be when it feels right, and it's different for everybody. I always say you don't have to reveal all the information about yourself, and you get to decide what is private to you. Now, there's a difference between that and hiding. If we're hiding our abilities because of fear, if we're hiding because of judgment, that's one thing. And I always say the more that you share who you are authentically, for one, you're going to attract more authentic people, and the people around you, it gives them permission to be really authentic with them too. The more you shine your light, the lights turn on for others. So by sharing who you are and being really authentic, this can also help them discover abilities and gifts within themselves and go, oh my gosh, Whitney, I'm so glad you told me, because sometimes I think I'm really intuitive too. But I say, if you're meeting neighbors, if you're at a party, for instance, I have to go to a party where my husband's coworkers are there. One, I am not hiding who I am. If they ask me what I do, I'm going to tell them. But I'm not going to just come up and say, hey, I'm a psychic medium and I talk to dead people. So I'm going to get a sense of who they are. And when you do this, you get to feel into who may be open to this topic and who may not. And that still doesn't mean that you are hiding from these people. But when you are in a group of people, it can feel very scary. You might be afraid from a past life that people are going to gang up on you. And that's very valid. But also, when you're sensing who you might want to speak to and not to, it is a gift you're giving yourself, because you don't need to expend energy to people who don't really matter to you. Now, everybody matters, but I'm talking about an energy vampire that's just going to steal all your energy and tell you how stupid you are. You do not need to engage in a conversation to make this person believe in what you do. That is wasteful energy. Now, the people that are important to you, that is a place where you might have more of an in-depth conversation. But at a party, it's not really necessarily needed. So feel around for it. I remember a long time ago, my neighbor said, you know, Whitney, I don't even know what you do. And at the time I said, I do Reiki. That's what I was doing at the time. And she said, what's that? And I said, well, Reiki is an energy that helps balance your chakras. What's a chakra? And I thought, okay, all right. I need to use language that is going to help this person understand what I do. So I ended up saying, you know how you're on a massage table and after the massage, you feel really relaxed. And she's like, yeah. I said, well, this is a way to help you feel really relaxed without even touching you. And she's like, huh, now I'm curious. So she wants to explore more. And I'd say, you know, we all have energy in our body and we get really depleted. So this is an alternative, helpful method to help you feel much more balanced. So it's a way that I had to relate in the moment. So when you're talking to somebody who is genuinely curious, for one, you get to decide how much you want to reveal in that moment, because your privacy is your privacy. However, you don't want to hide necessarily. So ask spirit for the right words to share with somebody. Now, when I say this, not everyone's going to get it. Not everyone's going to like it. And so you get to decide how much you want to engage in a conversation with somebody after this has happened. However, the people that are really attracted to you, especially strangers that come up to you at a party, you often see that spirit organized and orchestrated these people because you're going to turn on a light for them. So you'll start to see a theme that happens. Now, if you're trying to talk to your partner and say, haha, I'm intuitive, or I have a message for you, what do you do? Well, you can say words like, my gut is telling me, or I don't know how I know, but I really feel this way. Or you could say, remember when I felt like this before and I told you to do XYZ and it worked out? Well, I'm having the same kind of feeling right now. So my husband and I have come up with this terminology where if he's asking my opinion of something, I'll tell him oftentimes no or yes. And it just comes up as a fact for me. And he's often told me my delivery is too direct. So it's a channeler response, by the way. So a channeler has a claircognizant knowing, and it's hard sometimes to differentiate that this is an intuitive message because you're so instinctually connected to it. So sometimes he might say, you know, is this your fear? Is this your anxiety? Like, what is the reasoning behind your answer? When I check in, and I know it's intuitive, I say to him, I feel this way. Even though channelers are a knowing people, instead of feeling like empaths, I have to use the word I feel, because then he knows, all right, this is intuitive. So you can come up with terminology in your day-to-day. But let's back up. Maybe your partner is a stranger to all this world of intuition and spirituality. Well, talking to your partner and saying, I have, since XYZ age, had some experiences. And when I've had these experiences, whether they're dreams, whether you've had feelings, or you heard things, or you saw things, when I did this, these things work out. And asking the question back to them, have you had any experiences like this? Now, another way to do this is to ask, you know, I was watching this show, which you probably were, or I was listening to this podcast, because you don't want to lie while you listen to this. And I heard this story, whatever the story is, maybe something I said, or maybe somebody told you the other day. Have you had any experiences like that? What do you think about that? So just asking questions can be really, really helpful. And you could also set the stage of, please don't judge me. And you know that I will tell you things in confidence. And you know that I will tell you things when I feel like they're really important. So this is really important for me. And then tell them what it is. Now, of course, I'm not a couples counselor and recommend a therapist if you feel like you're having just trouble communicating at all. But I'm talking about trying to give them the information. And what's really helpful to them is when you have these gut feelings and knowings and you're getting this intuitive information, you're also getting intuitive information for them. So if you can give them an example of, I felt this way for your work and it happened, like it all worked out, that kind of thing, it gives them some positive, solid backing on what's going on. And they'll probably have questions like, can you read my mind? That's like the biggest one, right? Everyone thinks, oh, you're a medium or oh, you're psychic or oh, you're intuitive. So now you just know all the things that's going through my mind. No, we don't. No, thank you. So those are some things that you can think of. Now, I'm going to be sharing a couple more instances of how to tell other people you're intuitive when we come back after this quick break. As a professional psychic medium, I've done tens of thousands of readings, but I felt a call to move more fully into teaching intuition, but I still get so many requests about doing readings. So while I don't do readings anymore, I have brought in some very trusted colleagues who are now available for live one-hour readings on Zoom. If you would like to book your psychic medium reading, go to messengerofspirit.com/appointments to see our available readers and schedule your Zoom reading today. Welcome back. Today, we're talking about how to tell other people you're intuitive. And we've talked about why it's awkward to tell other people. We're afraid of judgment. We're afraid of being ganged up on. We have past life issues and wounds, and we're afraid of rejection. So when do you tell people? When it feels right, and using words that people can relate to. So what about when you're at a party, when you're in front of a group of people, maybe people that aren't as close to you, and you're telling them you're intuitive, using the words that can relate, I think is really important. But I also will tend to be more general about what I do just to get a vibe check of what's going on. So instead of me saying, well, I teach people how to talk to their spirit guides, I'll say, I teach about intuition and spirituality. And then the people that are interested will say, ooh, tell me more. I'm so interested in this. Or if they're not comfortable with it, they'll oftentimes move on to another topic. And that's an easy way to weed out the people who you want to spend energy on or don't. Now, at any time, if you just get a vibe like it's not working, it just feels weird, then it's time to move on to the next person. So I'm an introvert. Talking to people at parties does not come natural to me. But if I were in a room of people who are highly sensitive and we talked about spirituality, I can talk all day. I'm talking about people who don't know about this topic, because one of the reasons is I don't know about pop culture. I don't really pay attention to the news that much. Like, I can't tell you anything about sports because I cannot stand sports. So I'm just saying I'm struggling. And I'm talking about this topic because I'm getting ready to meet a bunch of coworkers at my husband's place of work. I have no idea what to say, but I did want to share that he is not at all ever worried about saying what I do. And he was talking to a coworker and they ended up talking about everything because the coworker was into this too. So that's what I think is beautiful, is that when you share what you do, you see other people's lights. So my husband and my daughter both, they do not wait. They do not vibe check. They just say what happens. And so my daughter tells everybody she works with, she doesn't care who it is, tells strangers, my mom and dad are mediums. Yeah. Yep. They're mediums. And so we're always a little cringy, like, honey, when you just say that, sometimes people make up their own assumptions, and it does. And she's like, I don't care. If they make up their own assumptions, then I don't really need to be around them. I'm like, that's amazing. And so you can totally take that stance. For me, I don't want to waste my energy or deal with people's, because I'm so sensitive, I don't want to deal with people's disgust or that heavy energy where they're judgy. And I don't want to change the vibe of a room. So that might be my own shit, and that's fine. But because I think you're highly sensitive too, this is what I'm telling you. I like to do a vibe check, and I'm basically saying, I don't want to waste my energy and have to now put up even more aura bubbles on this person after I tell them what I do that is now judging me or is now not feeling great. Now, I have talked to some of my students and clients, and they will not even tell anybody at their spouse's work what they do because they're afraid it would look negatively on their spouse. And I get where you're coming from, but that's hiding. So I'm not going to hide. And I don't recommend that you hide either. But I do recommend that you decide who you want to be in a long conversation with about this and who you don't. Now, I know people whose families do not believe in this and that do not get this. This usually is more parents, or sometimes it is children. Sometimes it is spouse. And if you are having a conversation with, let's say, a family member like your parents or something of that sort, and they throw out all this religious stuff to you, and you just tell them, hey, if you love me, then I'm going to ask you to accept this about me. It's really important to me. And if you love me and you trust me, it's okay if you don't understand why this is important to me, but I'm just asking you to accept it. We don't have to talk about it, and I won't push my views on you. And that's such a beautiful conversation. And that's something that I recommend, whether it's your spouse, your children, your friends, your parents, whomever it is that is important to you. If you love me, then I just want you to accept it. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking you to get on board. I'm not asking you to be a part of it. I just want you to know it's important to me, and you just accept it, and that's it. And then there are people who will not accept it, who will continue to impose their religious views on you or continue to chastise you. They do exist. I'm not going to lie. And so what do you do about that? Well, that is a decision that you decide how much contact you want to have with this person. And the best response, I believe, is love. The more loving you are, it makes it a better environment for them to even have the possibility of accepting what you do because you are a loving person. When you run up to people who are not in alignment with this, who are important to you in your life, really lean in to the people that are. And that's why I say it's such an important component to find a community who gets you. And that's why I like to create community within my programs for my students. And that's something that I really, really leaned into. Some people don't get it. So when I told everyone, hey, you know what? I'm developing my mediumship. I'm going to go into this business, and this is what I'm doing. And I do readings now. And I told everybody this. I had a best friend from childhood that said, yeah, I really don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how comfortable I am with this. And that's for her to decide. Did we have a relationship after that? It became more surface level. And while that might feel like it pushes you away, and maybe you're like, oh shit, I don't want to develop my intuition now. It's a fact. And I need to be able to tell you this, that sometimes that happens. And though that left, what I noticed was my vibration, my energy, my desires, my goals were not in alignment with hers. And that's okay. Friendships evolve. And so I now had a space for the universe to fill with amazing people that did get me. And I always felt like I stuck out because I did not resonate with people who were way ungrounded into the woo. I always resonated with people who were grounded, who seemed balanced, who could talk about normal things, even though I don't talk about a lot of the widely accepted things in the world. But also we're open to this. And I felt like I was by myself. There's no one else that existed. And I was wrong. My husband, he is very grounded, very technical, skeptical even, yet open to spirituality and giving people mediumship messages. I found a friend and another friend and another friend who also were grounded and open to spirituality that I got. So just know that when people fall out of your life, spirit, the universe fills the gap with people that are in alignment. And it's okay for your paths to move in separate ways. Sometimes we have people in our lives that come in for a small season, then we don't talk to them for years, and then they come back. And I have a friend like that as well. We're not really on the same path, but we accept each other's choices. And that's important too. And there's different levels of friends, right? There are friends who are more surface that we have fun with, but we don't really talk deep topics with. Then there are friends where we just accept each other's choices, but we don't have a whole lot to connect in on. We just like to talk because we've been in each other's lives for years, but we're not necessarily in the same track. And then there are friends who completely get us and we can talk and we can shift. And then there are people in our family who accept us and just accept us. And there are people in our family who are into every single thing we're into. So you get to decide what you're okay with, who you're okay with, and who you're not okay with. And there can be all these different flavors in your friend and relationship toolbox, so to speak. All right. The last thing I want to share here is be confident in your decision. And when you go to tell someone that you're intuitive, that you're psychic, that you're a medium, whatever it is that you want to share with them, because you always get to decide, except sometimes like my daughter will out me and my husband will out me, which is fine because I'm not hiding. But you know what I mean. When you decide that you want to tell somebody, be confident in that decision. If you're saying, yeah, I'm a medium, and you're really kind of nervous, like you got that energy, like it's almost embarrassing to say, well, then they're probably not going to receive it well because you're embarrassed. And also, please don't be embarrassed that you have this ability. You're amazing. You're intuitive. Let's be confident about it. When you're confident about it, you project an aura and an energy that is like, this is a fact. I am confident. And so that person feels that energy, experiences it, takes it in their own intuitive way, whether they think they're intuitive or not. They process it that way. If it's a fact, it's harder to argue with. Because you've made up your mind, this is what it is. And I want you to remember, you do not need anybody's opinion unless you want it. And you do not need anybody's approval. You approve of yourself. Your spirit guides approve of you. You are valuable. You are worthy. You belong here. And even if the people you're around, let's say at a party or a group or an event, you feel like you stick out like a sore thumb, just know that's just not the community for you. That's just maybe for a temporary surface level moment. Those are not necessarily your people. So find your people. That is what I want to leave you with. And I'd love to see you inside of Four Intuitive Languages, where there are people who get you and understand this intuitive stuff. All right. I'll be back next week with a new episode. But until then, here's to staying spiritual and ambitious. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And if you loved it, would you please share it with a friend? I would also love your review and a reminder to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me at messengerofspirit.com, and you can take the Four Intuitive Languages quiz and find show notes there too. If you want to connect on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can find me at Messenger of Spirit. I'll meet you right here next week. Here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.